Welcome back to Sports Authority Studios at Winter Park. I'm Mike Wobshaw, joined by the lovely Erin Andrews from Fox. Welcome, Erin.
Thanks. This is awesome in here.
You like our studio?
Yeah, this is really cool. You guys should be pumped up about this place. I love it. It's like very legit. And the best part is the players can't run away from it.
No.
They're right here.
And they're kind of like you. When they come in here, they like it because it's new and
yeah.
they like to be here. So
it's
we're lucky.
It's very cool. It looks very fancy. Good for you guys.
Thank you. What brings you to Minnesota?
Your lovely weather. No, that does not bring you here. This is pretty mild, right, for you guys this time of year? December?
This is as cold as it's gotten, actually.
Yeah, that's not bad
so
at all.
So we don't want it to be any colder. I know you're not used to it.
No, I'm definitely not used to it, although I do live in New York now. But came to do a feature for NFL on Fox this Sunday on Mr. Adrian Peterson and just really what he's gone through over the last year and last year as well in his recovery to get back from ripping up his knee and just what he has on his plate this Sunday, which, you know, I was on my way here. I was talking to my dad and we were going over some of my questions and my dad was just like, think about what this guy could do on Sunday. Not only get this team into the playoffs, but the milestones he could reach, the records he could break, make a statement for MVP, comeback player of the year. And oh, by the way, he was just named to his fifth Pro Bowl. So not a bad little Sunday.
Right. And you told Adrian afterwards that you've brought some luck to some teams. You did something with RG3. They won like six in a row. So do you think you're going to bring luck to him this weekend?
Yeah, I mean, I hope so. You mentioned RG3. I had interviewed him just days going into the bye week when the world was coming to the end, when Mike Shanahan made the statement, we're just going to reevaluate everybody. And here's RG3 in his sit down with me basically telling me I'm coming back better and more focused, and I expect my teammates to as well. And now look what they've done. They have a five-game winning streak, and sat down with Matt Ryan and Tony Gonzalez and Mike Smith a couple weeks ago, and the sky was falling because Carolina Panthers had just beaten them, and now they've got a home field advantage. So we see what kind of magic we can do with the Vikings here.
Well, the sky has not been falling for us.
No,
we've won three in a row.
Absolutely.
And we have a huge game this weekend, Vikings-Packers. So I know, you being a Florida girl, you have no allegiance. So what do you think about
the game? You're actually wrong about that.
Uh-oh. My family, are we going to have to end this interview?
No, we won't end it. But my dad is a diehard Packers fan. I was raised a cheesehead, but obviously, as you know, in this industry, you can't have a bias because your paycheck is a heck of a lot more important, and so is your mortgage and car payment. But, obviously, I think playing here in Minnesota will help out the team a lot. They are very hot right now. The only thing that kind of concerns me is this was a different defense maybe than what you faced back in early part of December, but you never know. What is it? The teams that are hot right now, it's the best time to be hot
heading into
the playoffs. Yeah. But I think Green Bay's a little hot right now, too. But we'll see. Anything can happen. It's why you play the game.
And a lot of it's going to be relying on what Adrian does.
Exactly.
What was it like hanging out with Adrian Peterson? It's hard not to like the guy when you meet him, isn't it?
Well, he's fabulous. And I was obviously a big fan of his when I covered him when he was at Oklahoma. And he's just a great guy. He was always a guy I remember we rooted for when I worked at ESPN and we were covering college football. Just very easy to be around. Very giving of his time, and he was wonderful today and very inspirational sitting down with him and him talking about everything that he has on his plate this Sunday and how it's all about mind over matter. And he was very honest. He said, you know, I do know. I have 208 yards I need to break Eric Dickerson's record, and I want to break it. And he admitted, I do have flashes of me breaking it. He talked about his teammates lifting him up and what the fans would be doing here in Minnesota if he did it. And how could you not love a guy that's completely honest and you know, lays all that out for you and doesn't say, oh, I don't care, it's not a big deal. It is a big deal. It's a huge deal. And it's great to be around somebody that was such a big deal in college and has handled his success and everything so well in the NFL. I love cheering for guys like that. This is what made me want to be into sports. It's just stories like this. A guy that ripped up his leg on Christmas Eve last year. He sat there, he pulled up his pant leg for me, showed me the scars. And look at where he is right now. Unbelievable.
This is
did I get you excited? Do you want to watch the interview now?
Okay, I want the game and the interview to be right now.
Okay,
but we have to wait a few days.
We do.
How about your new gig? You were somewhere else. Now you're with Fox.
Yeah.
You're doing a couple of different things. Do you like what's going on?
I do. I'm somebody that I need change a lot of the times, and I need to be challenged. And this is exciting for me. I've never been, you know, to the Vikings facility before. I had never been to Green Bay's facility. To be able to dip my toe in the water and play around in the NFL, I'm going to get to work the NFC playoff games for Fox, doing features for NFL on Fox. So this has been awesome. I'm having a really good time.
So you'll see us again in the playoffs.
Yeah, well, I'm looking looking forward to it.
Now, I know you're a huge college football
yes.
fan. And you're from Florida,
yes.
and you're a Gator.
Yes.
So I know you're a little biased because you want Alabama to win. So we're going to have to sneak you out of here because
right.
do you know how many players we have that played at Notre Dame?
I don't, we have five. Actually.
We have five. So
do you really?
Yeah, you got a target. We got to get you out of here
okay.
safely. Kyle
I'm
Rudolph,
sure that,
John Carlson, Robert
oh, right.
Blanton. We got a lot of good players from Notre Dame.
How many SEC guys do you have on that roster?
I'm not
Percy,
sure.
Percy, I know that.
A Gator.
Yep.
So I don't know, but I think if you pull the locker room, Notre Dame is the choice. So
and also in this room, there's somebody that paid a hefty price yeah. for tickets out there, part
yeah.
of the staff, right?
That's right, yep.
I crushed his dreams, and I told him that I think the trophy's going to stay in the SEC.
Do you think that's what's going to happen?
I do, and two of the biggest reasons why is Alabama has the experience. And this team has the experience because this is most of the players that were there last year, although the defense is a tad different. And Nick Saban. Nick Saban is probably the biggest reason why. But, like I said, I do know Brian Kelly very well. I have worked with him, and he's an unbelievable coach. And too bad no one's going to be watching, right?
Yeah
right.
I think it'll
be an
watching.
Unbelievable game.
Before we go, Adrian Peterson, 208, does he get it?
Sure. Yes. Adrian will get it.
MVP?
Yes.
All right. If yes. he gets 208 and we win and we make the playoffs,
absolutely.
How do you not give it
absolutely.
To him?
Absolutely. Of course. The okay. story is amazing. Plus, my future will help. Are you kidding?
Yeah, I agree it will. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Love this place. Can yeah. I take this home?
It's yours.
No, I can't. Bummer.